Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, Almost Famousers. Today we have a short special episode with the Bachelors in the City, Peter Weber and Dustin Kendrick. Please welcome them to the show. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You guys are the hosts of Bachelors in the City. So listen, gotta ask, it's kind of like the male take on Sex in the City. So have you ever watched the show?
Oh,
have we watched the show?
Really?
Have we watched it? Oh,
that was a huge inspiration for us when we were trying to figure out what are we going to do with the podcast. Like, we had the idea, and then I think we wanted to like do our little our profile picture to our cover art as get black suits, right? Just like they do in the
with the
in
little
the
black dresses and like the initial season one poster.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
But the man version of it.
The man version. We kind of copied that a little bit with our dogs. We had the Dustin and I, and then Tripp and Sophia, and we kind of had the four of us walking.
Yeah, so, I see it right now.
Of inspiration there.
Have we seen Sex in the City? What? Have you not seen this Miranda drama going on right now?
Okay, so you have watched
season 1 through 6, the originals, and then the movies, and now just like that?
Just yeah, like not, that.
Maybe you.
Well, Pete hasn't caught up. Was yeah.
So we moved to the city, right? I got Dustin to move out with me. We had this great time. Then we started the podcast and all that. And then living in the city, I had always heard of the show Sex and the City. Always, you know, a lot of friends have been fans of it. You know, my parents have watched it all. And but I never got into it. And then living in the city, that inspired me to really give it a shot. And immediately I got hooked because there's so many things you can immediately recognize and you relate to once you get to know the city a little bit. And so I'm not all the way. I'm maybe like a couple episodes into the second season, but I did spoil and watch the first episode of the new show.
Wow. Yes, as most people would after all the hype that was surrounding it. Nick Viall actually also started watching Sex and the City this year, and he was texting me through it, and he was like, I understand my fan base so much more now watching this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, people in Bachelor Nation, they definitely are big fans of Sex and the City too. I've noticed that. Yeah.
Yes. Hopeless, you know, it's just like there's that underlying theme of like wanting to find your person. I gotta ask, who are you guys? What's your character? Like,
we've,
who are you most
over this too.
Who do you most resonate with?
Well, because you won, I'll let you go first, Dustin.
Oh man, this is a tough one. I think sometimes I do act like a Miranda because I'm kind of like grumpy and have an attitude every now and then. Not an attitude, but I
Miranda,
don't know.
You were the one telling me we were trying to put our faces on one of the cover arts for an episode we did.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
No, I'm Carrie. I'm like, no, I'm Carrie.
Everybody wants to be Carrie.
Yeah, but after watching Carrie more, I'm like, I'm not really Carrie. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think I have little pieces of all of them. You know, I think quality.
Not Miranda, not Samantha.
Charlotte.
Not Charlotte. Charlotte. I think I have a little bit of Charlotte and a little bit of Carrie in me.
You
and
do. I'm a hybrid. You have Charlotte for real.
Okay, yeah, and what is it about Charlotte that you resonate with?
I think just like her never-ending, just hopeless, romantic mindset. I'm not to that extent, obviously, but you know, I definitely can relate a lot to that male version, male form. Yeah, I don't know. Just from the
you guys are like golden retrievers, just happy, just always. That's where, yeah, I see it.
I've been told that a couple of times, and I guess, yeah, maybe watching Charlotte, I can see why people would say that if I act like that. But yeah, a little bit of Charlotte and Carrie. What about you, Ashley?
I'm definitely mostly in my heart a Charlotte, but I definitely know what you're talking about, Dustin. I feel like in your 20s, everybody wants to be Carrie, but you're not. And then like you kind of realize who you are in your 30s, and that's almost always Miranda because you're eating the Duncan Hines out of the tin, ordering Chinese food, and just wanting to watch your TiVo, you know, your DVR. She's just the one that you just don't want to be. And then you realize, you know what? It's okay to be like that.
I'm getting more comfortable with it. It's funny. My girlfriend, I asked her this. I'm like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Samantha. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Oh, now you got to be worried, Dustin.
Samantha. Let's talk about
this. I don't see Samantha. I didn't realize. I kind of got filled in the tea between Carrie and Samantha off screen, on screen with her.
Yeah, they don't like it.
That's so, to me, I was so bummed. And I haven't even finished the show yet, right? But I was so bummed to hear that because their characters on screen are just, they deliver so perfectly. And like they go together so well. And that's such a shame to hear that just couldn't continue, just egos and whatnot. I don't know.
There's just a lot of things about it that we really need to ignore these days. Like, I really hope that I can watch the old episodes and not think about the new episodes. I hope I am able to go back and watch old episodes and not be able to associate their drama in real life. I'm never going to go back in time and be like, oh, and Big dies and Miranda wants to divorce Steve and all that.
I didn't think that she was going to end up with Mr. Big. I truly didn't. I thought they were going to tease you on and off throughout all the seasons, but I thought something at the end would have happened where they didn't end up together. So I was shocked.
They had so much baggage, off and on baggage. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys were inspired by the show to create your podcast. That's awesome. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, It's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So, Dustin, you have a girlfriend. How much do you reveal on your podcast about your relationship with her? Because I have another podcast called I Don't Get It, where we talk about more about relationships and, you know, that's where we'll like complain and celebrate our significant others. But like, it's cool because I'm married and I have a kid on the way. My sister's engaged. And then my other friend is single. So we have like all the different points of view. But like, it's funny because the one that's dating, she wants so badly to talk about her dates when she comes. I guess this is actually towards Peter too. She wants to talk about her dates on the podcast, but then guys listen to the podcast and they're like, "So I heard that you didn't like it when I did this." So where's the worry? Do you guys worry about what you reveal and do not reveal on your podcast?
With Kat, I mean, there's been times I've talked too much or said something. Peter, she got mad at me and Peter one time.
What'd she get mad at me for?
Because we're talking about when I first moved here, I was dating all these different women. She was like,
hey, this was before you guys got together, right?
It was. But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty open and transparent. I've asked her if I could talk about certain things.
You brought her on the pod too. You guys had a couple.
Yeah, she's been on the podcast. I think, especially for us to be in this light, there is a bound of privacy that should just be between me and her. Every listener, every fan of Bachelor Nation doesn't necessarily shouldn't have access to my life and my conversations or things that we go through or whatnot. But I think overall, I'm open door.
Are you? Okay.
You don't think I am?
What it has to do with me, you'll just throw it all out there and hey, let's get an episode going.
You know me out there.
We have a funny joke. It's like, yeah, when I had some stuff come up and I'm like, Dustin, you got to carry weight, man. It's just been me doing this. We got to talk about all this drama. You got to carry weight a little bit.
No one cares about my drama.
Look, you guys are not just co-hosts, but you're roommates. So what are the girl rules when it comes to the house? Like, is Dustin able to have his girlfriend sleep over every day? Or is that annoying?
Pete's asked her to move in. He's like, hey, you guys, have her move in, man.
Listen. Listen, I feel like I am someone. I guess maybe not all roommates are like this. I'm someone like, I'm always like, the more people, the better. The more people, the bigger party. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy
each other's company. Good for you. I'm not like that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I think I probably pushed you guys to move in with each other more than you guys have probably had the conversation yourself. So sorry about that. But yeah, I don't know. I just like having people over, like the energy. I'm not here a lot, right? So I'm gone like half the month. So when I am home, you know, I'm usually alone on a layover, right, in my hotel, unless I'm going out with the crew. So it's, you know, I like to get my social time in when I'm home.
Pete wants to have a full house moment. He wants to have a year where there's like 8 people under the same household and everyone, that's what he wants. I'm not like that way.
How do you,
I,
how do you negotiate that? That is not an easy type of person to live with if you're somebody like yourself, Dustin, who likes to have their private space.
Yeah. There's been plenty of times I just tell Pete, no.
As we're about to add a roommate to the mix. Okay.
Oh, we are, or is that the girlfriend?
No, not the girlfriend.
Oh, you're adding a new roommate. You just mentioned before we started recording that you're moving out of that apartment into a new one. Who's the new roommate?
Possibly.
You may know him. Let her guess. Let's give you a... All right. Chicago connection. Extremely fit. Just great guy all around. Some people may call him like a teddy bear.
Bachelor alum. Wouldn't be Riley?
Not Riley. No. Football background. Football background. NFL background.
Oh. Oh my God, it's going to be so obvious when you say it. I'm going to be so annoyed at myself.
All right, final one. Let's give it away. With Becca. Becca season.
Becca's, I think it was Becca's.
Football player.
Who did he play for?
It was
for?
Becca's, right? He's played for a lot of teams. He's played for the Lions, the Jags, the Patriots.
He's got a Eagles. Cousin in Bachelor Nation as well.
Oh, more so recent. He's not in. Clay.
Clay.
Yes. Okay, great. I'm so glad I got that. That would have been so annoying. So Clay Harbor is going to be your new roommate.
Clay is moving to New York. Yeah.
Is he going to be a new podcast host?
I thought about that. I don't know. I guess we'll
indoctrinate him into Bachelors in the City. He is now, I guess, officially a Bachelor in the City.
Yeah, he's more of a bachelor than I am, I guess. So, but he's not taking my spot. No way.
Nope. Gonna have to do some more photo shoots for the cover art. Got to add him in. I could Photoshop him.
How do you foresee him mixing into the roommate chemistry?
I'm excited because I'm gonna get into the best shape of my life living with Clay Harbor. I have zero doubt about that. Right. So that's a huge plus.
Let's do some fun questions. Like, who's the cook? Is somebody in charge of dinner every night, or are you go and pick up your own dinner type people?
I think it's every man for himself. I think, though, like here, me and Peter had dinner night plenty of times where we would like family style, everyone kind of chip in, and we just cook it up and booze it up. Good times.
I'll be honest, Dustin carries most of the weight in that department. I'm not gifted in the whole cooking field. The one thing I can do is steak. I can do a mean steak, and I do, you know, chip in with that once in a while. But honestly, in New York too, I would say we really like eat out.
It's almost cheaper to eat out.
It is. And like the whole prep work, and we probably eat out like 80, at least I do 80% of the time, right?
New York is so expensive. I don't even know which way to go to save money. It's insane.
It is. It's truly insane. And the Uber prices, the taxi prices. I was there for my baby shower a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? It's like $45 to go 20 blocks these days.
Always take a taxi if you can in the city.
Have you learned the subway? I find it to be extremely confusing.
Subway's easy once you get going. Okay. It is confusing at first. It is. Once you get going, though,
we did our little like educational, I would say, experience of learning the whole subway system. That was like still pandemic, right? So there was nobody on the subways. It was just Dustin and I. And then now it's crazy. You see, it's pretty much filled up again, back to normal. I mean, normal levels for what I've seen. But it takes a little bit.
So you're going to be three Chicago guys living in New York. Compare and contrast the cities. Are you guys going to be Chicago at heart always, and you're just like loving your little Sex in the City life for a couple years right now?
Well, two Chicago, one LA, but
Oh my God. Sorry. You lived in Chicago for freaking like 9 months, Peter, and I'm associating you with Chicago now.
He doesn't get the credit. He doesn't get the creds yet. We can't give him the Chicago creds yet.
Crap.
I lived there when I was little, when I was younger. So it's a couple years, but
okay, we can say that then.
Okay, so how do you feel about New York?
I think it's so, I think it's kind of like you said, it is almost like Sex in the City. Like, we all have our own experiences. We come back, talk about dates, talk about experiences, and all kinds of different stuff. It's interesting. It's fun.
I feel like we right now are living some of the best years, like truly some of the best years of our lives. And I'm excited because I feel like I've said that multiple times in my life and I continue to keep saying it. So I'm hoping that trend continues, but truly right now it's just from my perspective, you know, I came out to New York thinking, all right, I want to do New York for like a year or two, you know, get the feel. And then, you know, I move here. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do New York for like a year or two, or maybe I never leave. I don't know. I'm definitely kind of, like a Jack Dawson type attitude, Titanic, like wherever it takes me, I'm going.
Do you know that my child is named after Jack Dawson?
Wait, really? Stop.
No.
Yeah.
That's the inspiration. Shut up.
Yes. All I need are a few blank sheets of paper. That's the kind of guy you are.
No way. There you go. Exactly. I got to have some of his monologues memorized, but
don't even get me started.
So I'm just kind of in that phase of my life right now and living, enjoying it and living obviously with Dustin, and we'll see, you know, what tomorrow, the next month, the next year brings, who knows. But I'm loving New York, and you know, if I'm here for long term, I'd love that too.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on.
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Dustin, we had Peter on just like about a month or so ago, and we were talking about like his favorite kinds of dates in the city. Do you have one that maybe he wouldn't have been so open to sharing himself? And there's like he was like really nervous before he went out, or he brought a girl home and you met her, anything like that?
Oh boy. What, Peter? No. He's like shaking right now. He's like, Dustin.
Come on, give us the dirt, Dustin. Anything. It'll get Dustin people Kendrick to listen to your podcast if you give us gossip.
Oh, is that so?
I will say, you know, Peter has gone on dates here in New York. He's a romantic guy. I'm not going to put his business on Front Street. I will tell you a funny story he might get a little embarrassed about.
Okay.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Well, maybe I shouldn't. But I don't know. Peter's such a sweet guy. Like, I've never seen someone so sweet in my life. I remember we went out one time and no, I can't say it. No, I'm
come
not gonna
on,
say it.
Oh. A little bit. You can I'm soften it.
Give me a, like a hint of where it's going and I'll prove yes or no.
Well, I'm going to give it a very Never mind.
If you're protecting me, I'll appreciate that.
There have been books written about Peter. I think a lot is out there.
No, I don't need anything else put out there. I'm a very private person.
I'll say this. Pete's such a sweet guy. Like we went out one time, we were all drunk. This guy is so innocent and lovely. Two girls were really trying to have two girls wanted him. At the same time, and this man is just like, no, I'm sorry, that's not me. I've never seen someone like Pete. He's just a sweet character, you know. I don't know, but that was my story. Look, he's getting a little
embarrassed. I like that. You gave us just enough.
But I mean, most guys would be like, let's go, you know? I don't know. Pete's he's a sweet guy.
I think it was a little naive that night.
Yeah, maybe naive. I went with sweet. I said, are you crazy? No, I'm joking.
Maybe I am. That's not me. That's not my thing.
That's not him. He's a good guy. He's a romantic, honestly. Sometimes he gets on my nerves with it. He's like, so, dude, like, this day was so romantic. The light, the chemistry, bro. Like, I don't know. Like,
honestly, you call me the chemistry doctor. Dustin could be a relationship guru, expert, advice giver. Because the amount of conversations that we've had, I wish that people like could be a fly on the wall and just like not.
Oh my God.
Have us know that people are listening, but they would probably be so shocked.
It probably would be. It's actually really funny. I make fun of Pete all the time. You know, bless his heart. He's a champ. He knows I always make fun of him, but it's all out of love. We were talking about something today. I don't know, but I love Pete. He's got a great heart, kind heart. He's looking for the love of his life. And yeah.
Well, what's the most romantic thing that you guys have witnessed each other do for a girl? Now I'm thinking that Peter has got, flights at his fingertips. Like he could actually fly a girl to Paris for dinner for the night and really be like Mr. Big.
This is true. I will say I gave Dustin the best roommate Christmas present of unlimited flights. So
that's
romantic. Haven't given a girl that yet, but I gave my roommate, my best friend, that. So that's probably the most romantic thing I've done for you.
That was romantic. I would say, well, I think simplistic for me is very romantic. I know Pete loves walks on the park. I know he loves Central Park and whatnot. I think that's honestly one of the best dates. Like me and my girlfriend Kat, we love walking and just like, and New York's so great.
You guys love late night walks, which I think
we love.
You did it last night.
Yeah. We just love a good walk. Sometimes, you know, we don't know where we're going. We don't make plans. If we see an interesting bar or restaurant, we just jump in. And that's one of the beauties about New York. You could literally walk down the street, see a vibe, see the atmosphere or something, and it's beautiful and just jump right into it. So
do you think New York is a more romantic city than LA and Chicago?
I think so.
LA for sure. I love Chicago. I do miss Chicago. New York is hard in dating though. It's really, you have so many people here. So many people.
But don't you guys have the upper hand? Because aren't there so many more single girls than guys?
That's what they say.
I notice it when we're in the streets. You see women everywhere. Honestly, you do. It's insane.
Yeah, for sure. There's like the mecca of just, I think, single life and being able to have a good chance of meeting someone. But definitely, I would say New York's more romantic than LA. The only thing I miss about LA, I miss a lot of stuff about LA. Obviously, you know, primarily just my family being out there. But I really miss like the mountain scene and like just like especially like the mountains like on the ocean, like on the coast, on PCH. You just don't get anything like that here on the East Coast. And that's like the biggest thing. I'm like, oh, it's been like a year. I haven't really like experienced like that vibe, that kind of just setting in a while. But yeah, romantic side definitely goes to New York.
Gotcha. All right. Well, guys, I really am grateful for you joining us. Ben and I are going to join you guys on the Bachelors in the City podcast. I'm very excited about that.
Hey, get ready to talk Sex in the City. Yes. We're doing it. We're going to have a blast.
And just like that,
the crossover. Are we going to go into that? Because then we're going to have to bring Easton, our producer, on. Because he can articulate his feelings about the show even more than I can. Before I let you guys go, though, just quickly, are you watching this season of The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We are definitely watching. Yep.
Okay. So who do you see making top three? And Dustin, who do you see Peter being able to take? Who do you see Peter taking a date with?
Oh.
I'm just trying to get some good headlines. Who should Peter date from this season if she doesn't end up with Clayton?
Okay. This was tough because we went back and forth. We talked on our podcast because they really try to trick you up in the top three. Like I honestly forgot.
They did all those Franken by edits where you think you see the top three and now we see, okay, it's not this.
Yeah,
not the
top
absolutely three not.
I totally forgot the names already.
I know. It's been a week now since we've seen the hiatus. Yeah.
There's a girl I think that's going to be the Bachelorette. I think everyone, she kind of looks like Hannah Brown. Everyone's been saying
yeah, what's her name?
Susie's
going to be up
so
there.
So because sure. She looks like Hannah Brown, do we see her being with Peter?
Hardy har har har.
Peter, you were on our podcast literally 12 hours before the excerpts came out about you and Hannah's book.
You're right, actually. I forgot about that.
We were like, wow, that was unfortunate that we didn't tape the next day to get his real reaction. Dustin, without saying too much, because I won't put you too much on the spot, guys, were you around for his reaction to these quotes being released?
Oh, yeah. I was the one that
told me about it.
Yeah, I'm like, buddy. You want to sit down for this one? Yeah, I was the one that told him about it. I was shocked that came out. I was like, holy shit. Like,
I honestly was shocked too. And now that I've had more time to kind of like, I mean, now it's like old news. Like, who really cares now? But I was shocked that she did that. I truly mean no disrespect. And like, she's the sweetest. But I was shocked that she did that mainly like for her boyfriend too, that, you know, she's serious with. And like, bringing stuff, like, I just wouldn't have done that if I was dating someone seriously. And I don't know, I felt like it was a little betrayal of privacy. It's not something that I would do to mm-hmm. someone, and especially not bringing it up to their attention before. So thought it could have been handled a little bit better, but hey, I think it sold a lot of books, so I don't think she probably regrets it, but it is what it is.
Okay, so back to Susie. So we got,
I can see.
We get, okay, so possibly we can see these two together with Susie.
I can see Peter with Susie.
Okay. Peter, what do you think about that? She's very cute.
I think Susie, yeah, she looks like a sweetheart. I think right now, if he does end up with someone, it's probably Susie.
Oh, my money's on.
I would think so. I have a theory. I think I would say he probably ends up with her or he ends up with no one. Oh. And the reason I say that is I think I saw an interview where he was talking about, did you find your love, or was being asked that, right? And, you know, you get coached, right, for pre-press of how to respond. You can't, you know, they don't want you giving things away. And I remember they never really wanted me to say, you know, what I found, like never acknowledge it. And the fact that they let him acknowledge it, I'm like, it's a little different. So I have a feeling it could be like a self-love type thing, like, you know, found himself a little bit more and learned a lot throughout the process, or he ends up with Susie. That's my two options.
See, I think he's really into Teddy. I don't know that Susie is that into Clayton. That's why I'm not sure that they end up together.
Teddy is the virgin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very cute girl. How old is Clayton again?
That's 30, 29, 30.
Yeah,
I don't see that. I don't think I see that happening. I don't know.
I will see. I agree with you a little bit. I see. I've said to Dustin too, or on our pod, on our recaps, I feel like almost when Susie's on, it's like Susie's the Bachelorette,
yes,
and Clayton's a contestant. It's the only woman that I feel that way with when I watch the show. So take it for what it is.
I think, Pete, I can see you with the pilot too. The girl that's a pilot. She's cute.
She's cute.
There is a pilot. Yeah. You guys are really trying to set me up here.
We're sorry.
Hey, Pete, go date this girl. Pete, go date this. Hey, Pete, let me go ditch this.
All right. Well, guys, thank you guys for humoring me. I will see you soon. And just a little correction. Clayton is 28.
28.
Okay. Maybe he could be with Teddy.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
But I mean,
what do you think? What do you think?
What do I think? Well, what if... Okay, so we know that he sleeps with all the girls in the fantasy suite, and I think that one of them is going to be Teddy, which means he takes a V card in the fantasy suite, which is like the first time that'll ever happen. And holy, I don't know how that's going to go over with her, which is why I think...
She kind of even acknowledged.
Yeah, she acknowledged that she'd be okay with it.
Acknowledged she'd be okay losing. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But would she be okay with him also sleeping with two other women in that case?
Impossible. Holy, you think you've seen the most like production at its finest, and then they just pull this.
Exactly.
This girl, she's going to regret losing her, if that is the case, losing your virginity on on television like that. I just...
Oh, but the producers are going to have a field day.
Yeah, they really are.
That's... I feel bad.
Oh, man.
Oh.
This, yeah, it comes on tonight, right? Well, this is...
Well, yeah, but I'm very excited for Fantasy Suite Week. Let's just get there.
We'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging around for so long. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. We'll see you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.